Hi, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. It is 12:15 a.m. on the 19th of September, and I am Sharon Harris. I am co-owner of Soar in Love with my husband, Stephen. And what we do, we help you to balance your life, love, relationship, and children in preparation for marriage. So I wanted to come on really quick to do a quick broadcast. I wanted to do a teaching from what I taught about earlier today, and I was talking about signs, the top signs that your ex is still in your present. So the top signs that your ex is in your present. Came up with this title because a lot of times when we talk about marriage or when we talk about relationships, many times it's hard for many of us to move on and move forward because the ex is always looming in the background. Many times, especially we ladies or we guys, many times you have already experienced, you would think, the love of your life. And because that relationship probably went wrong or because it went south, it can even be an ex-husband or an ex-wife. Because that relationship or that marriage went south, it's hard for you to move forward into going to a new relationship with someone else because you're battling with your ex. You're battling with what happened in your past relationship. So I was reading this amazing article on thoughtcatalog.com. And it talked about the top 10 signs that you are still struggling with your ex. And I wanted to talk about it a little bit because it really hits some really valid points. So let's go and get into it. So point number one, you're battling with your ex when you cyber stalk them daily. You cyber stalk them daily, meaning that you're always watching their social media. You're looking to see what they're doing on Facebook. You're looking to see what they're doing on Instagram. You're watching to see what they're doing on Twitter. You're watching to see what's going on in their feed. When you're constantly watching your ex's Facebook posts, Facebook page, and especially if they change their relationship status, or say you see them with somebody of the opposite sex, you're going to start feeling some way about it. It's difficult to move on from your ex if you're constantly stalking their pages, you're constantly looking and seeing what they're doing, because most of the time when you're doing that, your curiosity is getting the best of you. But what that is really doing also is that it's hindering you from moving on. It's hindering you from moving forward. And what ended up happening along with that also is that the fact that you see that person moving on with their lives, you're going to start feeling some sort of way, especially when you quote unquote really, really, truly, truly love them. So you cyber stalk them daily, point number one. Point number two, you talk bad about them. Meaning that anytime anybody bring up your ex-girlfriend, your ex-boyfriend, your ex-spouse, you start to talk badly about them. Really what is going on is that hearing their name or someone mentioning their name is bringing up some triggers on the inside of you. So that is another sign that you're not over your ex. You start talking badly about them. Third sign is that you aren't happy that they're happy. This is a big one because many times we say, I'm not with that person anymore. We're over. We're done. Kaput. But when you find out that they have a new boyfriend or you find out that they have a new girlfriend, you start feeling some sort of way. And especially if you find out that they're happy, because you begin to think, why couldn't they be happy with me? What is wrong with me? Why couldn't they be committed in a relationship with me, but they can be committed in a relationship with this new person? You begin to feel some sort of way. You feel some sort of way because your ex is still in your present. Your ex is still in your present. You know you're over your ex when your ex moves on and go into a new relationship and you're fine with it. That means that you're over them. But the fact that you cannot be happy that they're happy with someone else besides you is letting you know that your ex is still in your present. Let's move on again. Another one. You don't like to hear their name. Like I said earlier, the mentioning of their name, the sound of their name makes you trigger. It makes you go off. It makes you upset. Let's go into point number five. Point number five, you dissociate yourself from the people you knew in common. Meaning that you're unable to, actually what really goes on, you're unable to associate yourself with the people that they know. You're unable to associate with those that you both had a friends in common with. Say you, your boyfriend or girlfriend, you both had the same set of friends. You begin to find it difficult to associate yourself with them. You begin to cut them off. You begin to say, well, no, I can't hang out because being around them brings up your ex. Or especially if you're with them and all you talk about with them is your ex is still present in your life. I personally believe that if you cannot have a good friendship with those friends without bringing up your ex or without flashing back about your ex and how things went wrong, you may need to distance yourself from those friends. You may need to cut down how often you're with those friends. You may have to do that because sometimes being with them can trigger some emotions on the inside of you. You may have to at least cut back until you're able to be around them and you don't feel anything. You want to cut back until the point where you can be around them, hang out with them, have some really true, genuine fun without asking about them, without asking about what's going on with your ex, without asking them, well, what is my ex doing? You want to be able to enjoy them genuinely. And if you cannot be around them genuinely and enjoy them genuinely without trying to sneakily ask what's going on with your ex, then you may need to cut that loose. That means that your ex is still in your present. I'll do two more. So point number six, you're not open to new relationship opportunities. You are completely turned off by even the notion or even the thought of even going on with someone else. When you cannot go into a new relationship, say a new guy or new woman comes into your life, guys or ladies, a new man comes into your life. And when you begin to think about even remotely getting close to anybody and it gives you fear, you get anxiety, you start breaking down in a sweat, your ex is still in your present. Now, sometimes you're going to have to give yourself some time before you jump into a new relationship. But it should not be years and years and years, 10 and 15 and 20 years, and that relationship been over. You want to give yourself a good, healthy amount of time to grieve, but then you got to get back out there and you got to begin to date again. You got to begin to try to gradually open up your heart again, because you got to remember this. Although your ex may not be with you, that ex has probably moved on with their lives. They probably have. And then the fact that you're sitting there, you know, whining over that person or grieving over that person, it's going to make you even more frustrated because you see your ex is enjoying his life. You can have that same freedom. You can have that same thing. But when your ex is in your present, you're unable to date. You're unable to, guys, to meet a new woman. Ladies, you're unable to meet a new man in your life. You're unable, and you're really unable to give that new guy, ladies, or that new woman, guys, you're unable to give him or her a true chance because your ex is still there. You may be trying to get to know someone, but it's like your ex is still in the mist. That is a sign that your ex is still in the present, in your present. Last sign, you compare the potential of a new relationship to the one that you were in with your ex. When you meet that new person and you're constantly comparing the potential of whether or not your relationship is going to last, when you're comparing that to what you've been through before, your ex is still in your present. Your ex is still in your present. You have to get to a place and you have to get healed to such a point that you're able to go into new relationships, new opportunities, and even go into new friendships with a fresh eye view, fresh ideas, fresh opportunity. You're looking at it with a fresh mindset. You're not looking at it from the point that, okay, well, I know what happened to me the last time, or you're watching that person with the side eye wondering when they're going to mess up. You have to get over that. You got to, because if not, you're going to always constantly sabotage new opportunities. Many of you that are listening to me right now, you have met some wonderful people, but because your ex is still in the picture, you ended up messing up that relationship. You ended up distancing, causing that person to become distant with you. Excuse my tongue twistedness, but you end up causing that person to, you end up becoming distant with that person, and you ended up sabotaging that relationship. You have to begin to move on. You got to begin, especially if your relationship with your ex was abusive emotionally, physically, or mentally abusive. You have to let that go. You have to pray and ask the Lord to help you to let go of your ex. because you don't want to bring your ex into a marriage. You don't want to bring your ex into none of your new relationships. It's like, even though you may be at dinner with that second person, really, even though you may be say you're sitting at a dinner table with that person, having a great dinner, but when you're not over your ex, it's like a third seat is sitting there and your ex is there with you. It's time to release it. It's time to let it go. Your ex has probably already moved on with their lives. And if they have, that's great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. They need to be happy. And you deserve that same happiness too. And you cannot allow that heartbreak from the previous ex to hinder you or cause you to close off from going into new opportunities. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this, I'm glad you asked. Reason why I'm talking about this is because on this Friday, we're going to be talking about, in our Soar and Love Singles Academy, we're going to be talking about getting over your past and moving forward from your ex. That is very, very key, because before you go into any marriage or before you get start dating again, you have to settle the issues with your ex. You have to settle your disappointments and your hurts from your past. You have to do that, because if not, everywhere you go, your past is going to be following you. But you got to get to the point that you're ready to cut that thing loose so you can have a new, fresh life, a new, fresh outlook, and move ahead. I was talking earlier today about myself. I've been married 10 months now. I'm 46. My husband is 53. So this is our first marriage. So we've been married 10 months. And so with our new relationship, because we were single so long, we had a lot of exes. We had a lot of relationships in our life because we married later in life. My husband, he was out there. I was out there. I slept around. I'd done a lot of things. My husband slept around. My husband got 8 kids. I have none yet, but he has 8 kids from 6 babies, 6 different baby mothers. And that was a big thing for us, is letting go of our exes. That was a very big thing. I know, like for me, after I got married, I had guys trying to inbox me. I had guys DMing me and like, hey, beautiful, what's going on? Let's talk. But I'm at the point that because I honor my marriage and I honor my vows, I cut myself off from my exes. And you know why? Because I don't want anything to tie me back up with what I was when I was single. I don't want anything to tie me back up. And what I do too is that I have to guard my relationship. I have to guard myself and I have to guard my marriage and not allow anybody from my past to infiltrate my marriage. And you're going to have to think that same way, ladies and gentlemen. You have to get to the point, unless you have children, if you have children with your ex, you're going to have to sit down with your ex and you're all going to have to hash out how you're both going to be able to co-parent, which would be in the best interest of your child. But if you do not have children together, all the more reason to why keep the tie there. Why keep talking? Why keep rehashing it? Now, if you both have a good relationship and you're fine, then that's great. If you're both are able to move on and move forward and you're fine with that person dating somebody else, then that might be okay. But if you're not okay with them dating and you constantly want to keep that tie there, you want to keep their number in your phone, you want to keep texting them in hopes that they're going to come back to you and they have not came back to you yet, you might want to cut that off. You might want to start blocking numbers, blocking people on Facebook, deleting numbers out of your phone. I had to block some people. I had to block my exes. I don't communicate with any of my exes. I do that because I want my marriage. I want to safeguard my marriage and I want to be open for whatever, you know. I want to be open when it comes to my husband. I want to be open to the point that I can enjoy my marriage and not be flashing back to what the last guy did to me before I got married. Before I got married, I was in a very terrible relationship. I was in an adulterous relationship for many years. So I was with this man for many, many years before my husband came along. And so I had to get to the point that when I told that person that I was getting married, I haven't looked back since. And so I'm not proud about what I did. I'm really ashamed of it, to be honest. I'm not proud at all. I mean, I'm not proud of what I've done. And I don't celebrate it in any way, shape, or form. But I say this because I had to begin to safeguard what I'm in now. I had to begin to, like, you know what? I need to come out of this thing. And I'm so glad that my husband came into my life. I am so glad that God allowed me, in spite of the wrong that I did, he allowed me to marry. He allowed someone to love me. And my husband knows what happened. I told him, and I'm so glad I told him, because Little did I know that person that I was with for so many years, they were sharing that they were with me. And I thought I could trust this person. But he was going around bragging to his boys that he was with me. Now, how did I end up in something like that? I'm glad you asked. Because I had issues with trust, I wanted to be with someone that I knew, how can I say it? This person was popular, number one. And then number two, he was somebody that I always wanted. And number three, I'm like, okay, I don't have to worry about getting too tangled with them because he has somebody else and I could come and go as I please. I mean, it was so selfish and it was a terrible thing that I did. And I'm not happy about it, but I share it and I talk about it because there's so many people out there that are settling for relationships or being a side piece or being the side chick instead of being the only chick. And now I would not trade where I am now for anything in the world. I would not trade anything for that. I would not. And I'm so glad that God allowed me, in spite of my sin, in spite of my wrong, to find love. I'm so grateful that God allowed Stephen to find me in spite of me. And that's nothing but the grace of God. So I would not dare do anything to disrupt that. I would not dare do anything to mess that up. So I safeguard myself. So what I do, I don't communicate with any of my exes. I don't answer any. I'll say, hey, and that's as far as it go. I don't entertain really, you know, conversations with other guys because I don't want anybody to feel like they have a foothold in my relationship. You know, there's some exes out there that can be very dirty, whether you know it or not. Some exes, guys or ladies, they just want to contact you to make sure that to see whether or not you're going to let them back in your life. They're just trying you to see whether or not you're going to pick up the phone, whether you're going to let them come over, or you're going to let them snuggle up. They're just trying to see if you really firm. A lot of exes can be very selfish. They want to still confirm that they still have that grip on you. So I want to encourage you tonight, don't let that happen this morning. I just want to encourage you, don't let that continue to happen in your life. Don't do that. Begin to safeguard yourself, especially when being around that ex is triggering things in you, especially if even the thought of that ex is causing you to feel some sort of way. You may need to come out of that. You're going to need to cut that thing loose. You're going to need to let yourself heal for a while. Don't answer their phone calls. Don't go on their Facebook pages. Don't quit watching and see about their relationship status. Quit watching and see who they're dating and who they're with. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Block them if you have to. Do what you have to do in order to keep your sanity. Are you going to wander a lot? Yes, you will. But guess what? The more you wean yourself off from that thing and don't give in to the triggers, the more you'll begin to move on with your life. How do you move forward? One step at a time. How do you get over that? One day at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time. You got to begin to put some boundaries around yourself and you got to begin to allow yourself to heal to such a point where you can allow love in your life and give the new person in your life a free, clean slate, giving them an opportunity to prove themselves, giving them an opportunity and opening up yourself to allowing them to be good to you, allowing them to get to know you. So I think I'm done. I didn't mean to go this long, but I just wanted to share that with you really quick. And I want to invite you that if you have not joined my husband and I, our Soar Love Business page, we invite you to join that page. So join us on Facebook. Go to Soar Love Business page and go ahead and join our page. We also want to invite you to follow us on Periscope at Sharon RJ Harris. Or you can follow us on Instagram at Soar Love. We're going to start doing more Instagram lives. We had to get a third Apple product so we can go and go live because the other phones we have, it does not show very clear video. So we're working on that. We have another mount coming so we can put like at least three phones going at the same time so we can start going live on different streams and different platforms. So thank you again for watching. And I also want to let you know before I close off, Soar Love Singles Academy. We invite you to join us at our Soar Love Singles Academy. It is 12 weeks of coaching with us. And if you're interested in seeing what we offer in the class, you want to go to bit.ly/Soar and Love Academy. bit.ly/Soar and Love Academy. Go to the page, check it out. And so we're offering this class for half of the price we're supposed to offer it, but we're doing it because we want to help as many people as we can. But we want people that's going to be willing to invest and willing to put in the work so they can move forward, so they can prepare to be a wife, so that they can prepare to move on and to move forward. We want to help you prepare. We want to help you move forward. We want to help you to prepare to be a successful wife or to be a successful husband. So, gentlemen, this class is open for you. So if you know anyone that can use this class, share this broadcast with them. And if you're not following us already, please feel free to follow us. We're going to have more equipment added on so my husband can come on so you can hear him as well, because he's an amazing teacher. So I'd love for you to hear him as well. But we're kind of going on separate platforms right now until we get more Apple products. So thank you again for watching. Again, sign up for Soaring Love Academy. Don't worry that it's already started. You'll be able to catch the replays. You'll have Q&A live sessions with us, and then we'll be teaching you live. So we want you to join this class. If you're divorced, join this class, especially if you're between the ages of 40 to 55. We don't care. Come into the class. Let us teach you. Let us help you. How can we teach you? Because we've been single for a long time. We were single for a very long time, and we've been through a whole lot in our life. If I haven't experienced it, my husband has experienced it. And even if you're a single parent, you definitely want to get into this class. My husband has 8 children, so he can teach you a lot. So ladies, come into the class. There's no other single academy that's going to have both a man and a woman teach you at the same time. And it's not going to be catered for just women. It's going to be catered for men as well. We want to teach both sides. We really want to do that. So again, go join us on our Soaring Love Singles Academy. Go to bit.ly/Soaring Love Academy. So thank you so much for watching. Again, feel free to share this broadcast, share this video. We really appreciate you. So have a great day, and I will catch you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.